I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the global food crisis becomes more widely felt, Nepal's government is restricting exports of daily food items, including rice. Rising prices are a major concern since most people in Nepal live on less than a dollar a day. Farms International's Joseph Richter.
There's no famine right now, but the inflation rate in Nepal has skyrocketed, and people there are finding it very difficult to cope with their usual income sources. And what they reported is that these financial constraints are also affecting the churches and I would suppose the giving.
Farms will likely respond with more microenterprise projects in the area to help build up the church. Elsewhere, Bethany Christian Services is helping to reunite abandoned children with their families. They're also providing for the needs of orphan children and helping in crisis pregnancy counseling in Albania. Bethany's Albania director, Agim Jumari, says the needs far outpace the funding. Jumari says Christians are needed to help sponsor women and children at $25 a month.
Bethany tries to help the children in need with a direct financial and social service, and also women, helping them all together to restore their lives.
Go to our website to help save a life from human trafficking. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's International Learning Center in Rockville, Virginia, was forced to close until May 12th for sanitation because of a viral outbreak. Over 100 people were sickened by the norovirus, which disrupted missionary training. The center offers training for missionaries throughout their careers and for returning short-term workers. So pray for the team as the center resumes its activities as a gospel launchpad to the world. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.